Near our amenities, whether it be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Today's show is brought to you by Costco's $1.50 hot dog and soda combo. Who says poor decisions can't be a good value?
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Darling, did you hear? There was a fire at the bakery.
Oh, no. What happened?
They lost a lot of dough, and now all their bread is toast.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8, stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Check, please.
A growing chorus of Republican voices condemning the unprecedented indictment of the former president, Donald Trump, indicted by a grand jury in Manhattan. Mr. Trump insisting he has done nothing wrong, saying the indictment is purely political. And Americans are chiming in. 62% of voters polled by Quinnipiac University say the Manhattan DA's grand jury inquiry has been mainly motivated by politics. Two Memphis police officers are hospitalized in critical condition this morning, along with the gunman who opened fire on them last evening. 911 recordings capturing the terror inside a Nashville elementary school during the recent mass shooting been released. Callers are heard pleading for help in hushed voices, while sirens, crying, and gunfire can be heard in the background. On Wall Street, Dow futures 80 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
This is not headline news. The new CEO of Starbucks will work one shift a month in stores, probably because it's the only way to get the bathroom code. The FDA approved a pill that treats obesity, but keep in mind, it'll ruin the pill's effectiveness if you chase it with syrup. Rock star legend Paul Stanley of Kiss posted a rare makeup-free selfie. Probably the last time he'll do it because everyone commented, "Hey, it's Cher." And today is National She's Funny That Way Day, a day that honors hilarious female comedians everywhere. So as you were, Whoopi, enjoy. This is not headline news.
Oh, man. Can you imagine the splash party they're going to have on The View today?
Oh, my gosh.
5 minutes after 8 o'clock, obviously that'll be a topic that will be on the table all day long.
Yep.
Today, I can recap. The story broke yesterday, embarrassingly, only minutes after I said, well, they've announced that the grand jury's been sent home for a month, so looks like nothing's going to come from it. And then, like, 10 minutes later, and I had a very calm, reasonable reaction. And, wow, phones went berserk. So, who knows where this is all going to lead? Not just with him, but there are states, just so you know, this morning that have mentioned, well, you can't indict a sitting president, but you can indict his son. So I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody go after Hunter or Hillary or any of those people. I just think this is a really, really bad thing for the country. And we will no doubt be talking about it all day long. Right now at 8:07.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
A big, big weather day in the United States today. Several states will be involved as this mega storm system moves on east. We're quiet today, though, as we wait for the line of storms to arrive here. Limited sunshine today, but there's a little bit of sun breaking through, and this is the way it'll be today. You're going to see a little bit of sun with those extensive high clouds. Warmer with a high around 84. Breezy today. Dry through the evening hours if you have any plans. That line of showers and storms will be entering Alabama late tonight, and it'll be quite intense when it enters the state with a level 3 enhanced risk for northwest Alabama. But by the time it makes its way into the I-85 corridor, it should be not quite as strong of a line, all right? And that'll happen closer to Saturday morning. A few stronger storms, sure. I mean, we could see a severe weather warning. Low tonight, 68. Risk of showers ending by later on tomorrow morning. Improvement Saturday afternoon, high 84. Nice day Sunday. Good bit of sunshine, high 74. And then the risk of more showers, possibly a thunderstorm, later on Sunday night into Monday. Right now this morning, it's starting to warm up. It's mostly cloudy, but a few rays of sun, 61 at 8:09.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Guess what day it is.
Today is Friday, but also
April Fool's. April Fool's. April Fool's.
Tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
I'm sure it is.
Sure it is. Who is my friend?
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Check your places. It's time to start the show.
Yeah, no fooling.
Showtime.
Saw a thread on a radio social media site asking hosts around the country to describe the April Fool joke that backfired.
Well, did you had a few, didn't you, over the years?
I had one. In fact, it was on this date, March 31st, because I had the idea for April Fool's Day. But if you're going to make it work, you got to set people up well ahead of time. So my news partner, Joanne, and I started openly kind of flirting.
It was really weird the way you said that. My noose partner.
Oh, I meant news.
Noose.
We started flirting on the air and letting little hints drop that we had been out. And
that's right. Like that. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember hearing about this.
Yep.
So we on this date that year, we hosted a big party at the downtown Marriott in Miami. We're going to make a special announcement. So, and I had the whole team there. We go out. Said, well, you probably noticed we didn't hide it too well that Joanne and I are in love. And not only that, we're getting married. And there was this huge gasp from the crowd, right? And I said, not only are we're getting married right now. So my newsman's wife, that's David Crosby's, her sister is married to him. She comes out, does the ceremony. We did give the crowd a very crowd-pleasing kiss, first kiss, and went on from there. And the next morning, we're off. So my other two people are on the air running the show. So in case you didn't hear it, they got married last night and blah, 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 blah. So at 8:15, they called us at our honeymoon hotel. And I'm going, why are you bothering us? You do know this is our honeymoon and we're doing honeymoon things. And I'm saying all of this on one of those brand new 50-pound headphones, cell phones.
Yeah.
And as I'm saying it, I'm walking into the studio, up to the mic, I pull the phone away and say, April Fool.
Huh. It did not go over well? What happened?
We had people call and say, we'll never listen to you again. I think that was cheap, that was low, that was on and on and on. And, wow.
You had another one.
There are a few that thought it was funny. But
what was your pumpkin patch? Did you do the... You were going to give away a pumpkin patch doll or something?
Oh, no. That was during the Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, Cabbage Patch.
Everybody, and they were hard to find. People were paying black market prices. So just to see how closely people pay attention, I went to the boss and said, let's give away cabbage head dolls. So we went to Publix in Miami, bought 50 cabbages.
Yeah.
And we toothpicked our photos to the front of these cabbages. And that's what we promoted. We're giving away cabbage head dolls from Ives Dairy Road at the Aventura Mall tomorrow morning, starting at 5:30.
Was that also just to take advantage
of the cabbage patch?
I got you. Okay.
So we pull up to the Aventura Mall at 5 o'clock. There is a line of cars a mile long. And I thought, I will be lucky to get out of here alive.
Did people take it?
Well? Yeah, that one they took in good cheer, and it was on the front page of the Miami newspaper that afternoon, so that was a hit. And I haven't done anything that clever since. All right, we're 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have 18:19 news, our lawyers, and then I have one more set of real or fake Florida headlines. Or we have, I think, one left from Little Kid or Drunk Adult. It's like leftover day.
We could do that. We could do both.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we'll finish off the real or fake Florida headlines. So if you want to take a shot at this game, 272-9228 is our number. At 813, 1819 News.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey has a new budget proposal that takes education dollars and uses them for a new prison that's being built in Elmore County. The governor proposes that $100 million only be used for education and vocational wings of that project. Lawmakers will consider the budget proposal next Tuesday when they return from spring break. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
A man who works in Greene County as both a sheriff's deputy and as a city councilman is now charged with misuse of city equipment. LeJeffrey Carpenter is part of the Utah City Council and was charged this week with using city-purchased cell phones for personal gain. Carpenter has now been placed on administrative leave from the Sheriff's Department. The Alabama Bureau of Investigations will be handling this case. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office has a new canine unit with a specially trained sniffer. Esty is able to track down well-hidden electronic storage devices that may have evidence or illegal content. Esty is a canine unit that was donated by Operation Underground Railroad, which is a nonprofit organization. Sergeant Laura Grantham is Esty's handler. And she told AL.com that in 2 weeks' time of SD joining the department, the canine officer has assisted in 2 search warrants involving internet crimes against children. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time for hard news brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
A story this big, of course, all stories buried by the Trump indictment yesterday. And there are so many. I think by the time I get in this afternoon at 3, I'm going to have my afternoon show pretty much set up. But the never-ending effort to rewrite history, to change things that are well-established, were very popular, and remove them from the air continues with the show Friends.
What about it?
Jennifer Aniston has been talking about the humor on Friends doesn't play well with the ultra-woke young crowd of today. Well, you know, they have their own shows, for one thing, and
that goes back some time now.
Yeah. I mean, it was different. You know, the producer of that show just made a $4 million donation to somebody because she felt bad that it wasn't very diverse. So you have all this post-era guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Should have done something then. Yeah. Well, we weren't that way then.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have to pay for it, nor should you have to apologize. But you can always have a song.
People are much more hypersensitive today. Everyone is going woke. There's words you cannot say. Friends have been off the air for 20 years. Now we're cancel culture victims 3 decades under our premiere. Cause we're offending you. The old jokes didn't age. Homophobic dude. And we're all the same race. We're sexist and rude. And we'll fat shame you too.
I'm going to say this. Jennifer Aniston, if you apologize for that show, I will lose all my respect for you. Now, there's a threat.
You should just leave it alone.
Yeah. But they can't. They can't. They can't stop. And that's what drives me nuts. That was brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Concrete is always an investment. But when it's done properly, it's an investment that not only pays off, but grows in value with the value of your home. The important thing is, recognize this, people looking for somebody to do a concrete project of any kind. Well, I know somebody who did it. Yeah. Don't go that route. Go with somebody who has established a reputation and has the receipts to prove the incredible quality of their work, and that's Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Spend 2 minutes scanning the wall on their Facebook page. By the way, they should call it the Rich Thomas House, because Tom Latham has come up with a house that can withstand 250-mile-an-hour winds.
Okay, I got you.
And drive-by shootings, you name it. It's completely protective in that regard. He also does storm shelters. Check those out. They're on display at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies on Facebook. In addition to all the fundamentals, driveways, patios, stamped concrete, polished concrete floors. It's amazing what they can do with it, especially if it's in the right hands. And the right hands in the River Region are those of Tom Latham and Penny Earn. For a free estimate, call 284-9292 or go take a look at their incredible work on Facebook. Keith Beer. Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
You there?
Hello. Zero.
Sorry.
Your thing on?
Yeah, my thing was on. So now we got to go to contest mode.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right. The game is real or fake Florida headlines. The way this works is I will read you a headline that may be real or fake. You never know coming out of Florida what is. And it's kind of it's a tougher game than you might think. So if you want to play this, call 272-9228. We'll read you the headline. You tell us real or fake. If you get two out of three right or all of them wrong, you win. It's the only game where you can fail and win other than baseball. So, Jay, could that be a contestant calling already to win a Seafood Bistro gift card?
I hope it's not a telemarketer.
Yeah,
step up. Looks like
not a contestant.
Looks like
no,
we got
T-Spirit calling back.
Oh, T-Spirit.
In.
Hey, T-Spirit.
Yes.
Hi.
All right.
Oops. Oh, you're in a bad.
Is it better?
I think you'll be okay.
Okay, that's true.
Okay.
There you go.
First of all, I'd like to know what Bragg threatened all those jurors with to get them to come back and do as he told them to do, or how much he paid them. One of the two of those are there. And as far as all of this goes, this is not going to have the end results that the Democrats think they want.
Yes, I agree with you.
What little bit of respect we may have had for some of the Democrats, we no longer have any respect for any of the Democrats.
Well,
this,
no less an authority than the shrieker, former shrieker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, said Trump will have a chance to prove his innocence. How stupid can you be? You are innocent until they prove you guilty.
Yep.
This is, no, he's guilty and he's going to have to prove he's innocent. So this is, that's not justice. I don't know what it is, but it's not, I hate it. Thank you for the call. Really, Nancy Pelosi of all people.
This would be a boost to,
Everybody's saying the same thing. They just cannot help themselves. They cannot help themselves. They're off the deep end. All righty then. Now, I'll tell you what. We got to get a traffic update here.
And we got to get a contestant on the phone.
At 272-9228. So I can answer the phone while Jay tells us about our friends at Heirloom Jewelers.
I would love to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. True Booth over there. Been running the place since 2015 when he took over from his grandparents who opened the store in 1977. They sell one-of-a-kind antique pieces of jewelry. These are pieces of jewelry that, you know, were made for a family or for somebody that has been passed down generation after generation. And now it is... Troop has it, and you could have it as well, or you can sell them your estate jewelry. You may have something laying around that you're curious about. Is this, what is this, you know, what is this worth, or how old is this? Where is it from? That sort of thing. Troop can tell you all of that stuff at Heirloom Jewelers. Find them on Facebook. Find them on Instagram as well. You can also find them at 6948 Vaughn Road, or call them 260-0066. It's just Troop. You're calling Troop right there to make an appointment. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, by appointment only. So you got to make that appointment. Go online to heirloomjewelers.com. See the collection and the history of all the different pieces there. It's Heirloom Jewelers.
Hey, I still have Orinoco Flow out.
Oh, okay.
Unless we have a contestant. I don't want
to. News Talk, who's this?
I understand this is not, a lot of folks are just not in a game playing mood today because of yesterday. And trust me, this has been.
First letter of your last name's in?
You know, we have, of course, talked about what happened yesterday, but we're trying to get everybody off to work in at least the best state of mind possible.
All right.
Is this a contestant?
It is.
We have Mike on the phone.
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You ready to play real or fake headlines?
I am.
Okay. From the state of Florida, you tell me if this is real or fake. And by the way, if you want a lifeline... You can always get the opinion of Rich and Jay here,
too.
Oh,
yeah, that's going to help.
Well, right. I just moved to Alabama from Florida, so maybe I can do pretty good.
Hey, let's see. All right, here's your first headline. Florida couple has sex in the back of a police car after DUI arrest. Real or fake?
That's real.
Yeah, that's
real. Look at this.
Real.
He's halfway to glory.
Yeah.
Next one. Florida Payless shoe employee delivers her own baby during closing hours.
No. That, no way. That can't be true. No, fake.
You're a winner. Look at how well he did.
And you were so confident with your answers, too.
Like I said, I just moved to Bama from Florida.
Okay,
so.
Where in Florida were you from?
Panhandle.
I got you.
Long Beach.
Okay, that's lower Alabama.
Gotcha. You know, when my daughter was... My daughter was here last year. I had a whole batch of these things, and she was driving home.
She got all five.
She went 5 for 5 on these.
No, that was a little kid or drunk adult.
That's right.
She went. She did amazingly well. Because that's the thing. We didn't have answers. We had nobody knew what the answers were.
And not even me.
Nailed it.
And your attorney friend on the evening show yesterday, she didn't do so good, but she was pretty confident about some of them.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. I think the fake headlines are tougher. Well, no.
Out of Florida, they are, yeah.
All I know is that I'm glad Florida gives us so much fun on the show.
Hey, real quick, Greg, I want to talk about a boiling point. A boiling point that's coming, and I don't mean in a violent way, but the boiling point is here, and it's not going to be good.
That's what I said first off this morning. I think they have now... push this as far as
it has.
Yeah, the blowback begins absolutely. Immediately.
The federal government, and I worked for the federal government for 34 years. Things have changed so much in a radical way. Even the testimony with Millie and Austin is pathetic.
Yes, I put a thing on Facebook this morning about somebody in the military that got canned, and the military because of the blowback they got. Has closed their Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Because some people took that as I'm here and now I can hate who I want at will and make it public and get away with it. And that's just not what that was intended to do.
It's commanders not being held accountable. There's a commander for everything in the military. And when they approve these drag shows and whatnot, they need to be fired immediately.
Did you happen to see the hearing the other day where... Ted Cruz did the Homeland Security guy. One of the senators.
Yeah,
after Lloyd Austin, and that was a beautiful thing to witness. And General Milley Vanilli.
He needs to go.
They do. Hey, we appreciate your call.
All right, guys. Have a good day, guys. Good weekend.
Yeah, the story I posted, nothing more than a government-approved hate crime. Has received 3 reactions.
That's probably because of the algorithms for Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the picture I posted of a grandmother using a blow dryer to slow traffic down, that did well.
Our breakfast did well yesterday.
Hard times, Barbie. How about Rich Thomas with Rich. The oversized mitt? Rich, 265.
265 on opening day in baseball.
This is good, too. The angriest people on television are named Whoopi, Sonny, and Joy. And like I said, that's going to be a Gallagher concert today with all the stuff flying around the studio. 829.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Traffic remains light to moderate all over the area. We're busiest on East South Boulevard, Norman Bridge Road inbound, and also Atlanta Highway Federal Drive. Very busy this morning. We have a couple of minor accidents. Nothing that is slowing traffic flow down at all. Just buckle up. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated. Get ready for the Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. New shipments are arriving every day, but they go fast. Reinhart Toyota on the East Boulevard. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, fine. Thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
We just had a terrific contest winner named Mike M. Mike, you were fantastic, but we need you to call back.
To get your information so that we can... You're a winner.
Yeah. And, then you'll also be in the grand prize drawing, which is about 20 to 22 minutes away.
Yep.
But because you mentioned what you did about the direction of the government, it's really not that new. I thought of this after we talked, and this one kind of gives you an idea from 20 years ago where everything was headed.
For calling the United States Armed Forces. All of our units are currently busy assisting other customers in various trouble spots around the world. When you hear the beep, please leave the name of your country, the nature of your crisis, and a number where we can reach you. As soon as we finish cleaning up the Balkans, Iraq, Korea, China, Y2K, and our compulsory consideration of the feelings of others orientation classes, we'll be happy to return your call. For more options, please press 1 now. If your crisis is small, immediate in nature, underfunded, and close to the ocean, press 1 for the United States Marine Corps. If your crisis is distant, with a mild climate and good hotels, and can be solved by one or two low-risk, high-altitude bombing runs, please press 2 for the United States Air Force. If your crisis can be resolved with a bit of gray flannel, flags, and a really good marching band, press 3 for the United States Navy. Please note that Tomahawk missile service is extremely limited and will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. If your crisis is not urgent, press 4 for the Rapid Deployment Force. If you're in real trouble, press 5 for the U.S. Army Special Operations Command Center. Your request will be processed as soon as the compulsory credit check is completed. Please note that the Army Special Command may bill your account at any time, and the actual specifics of the charges will be classified. If you'd like to join the U.S. Army, where you'll be shouted at for low pay, have your wife and family stationed miles from civilization, and are prepared to work long hours, risk your life in all kinds of weather and terrain, while watching Congress constantly erode your pay and benefits package, please stay on the line. A bitter, passed-over Army recruiter in an old strip mall down by the post office will be with you shortly. Thank you for calling the United States Armed Forces.
One of the best visuals of any bit.
I remember
a bitter passed over sergeant in an office at the strip mall.
Yeah.
Just see that guy.
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Has Mike called back?
He is not.
Mike.
Michael.
272-9228. We have a nice prize for you.
We just need some information from you.
I mean, please, don't make me go into...
I'm begging you.
It's too stressful today. Just can't handle it. At 8:34.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
If you looked at my morning blog this morning, you may have seen the severe weather outlook for today, covering much of the middle of the nation. 23 states are in a severe weather risk, so it could be a big tornado outbreak today. But for us, it's kind of quiet. We had 77 beautiful degrees yesterday. We're looking for 84 today, and we do see now a good bit of sunshine mixed in with those high clouds. So we'll say limited sunshine today. A little breezy later on. Drive through the evening hours tonight if you have evening plans. No problemo. Line of showers and storms will be arriving in Alabama in the overnight hours. And it will be quite potent when it gets into northwest Alabama with a level 3 enhanced severe weather risk. But by the time the storms reach the I-85 corridor closer to morning, I think they will not be nearly as strong. Still a chance of a couple of stronger storms, so keep that in mind. Low tonight, 68. Risk of showers ending by late morning, let's say, as the front moves through, with improvement Saturday afternoon, high 84. Nice day Sunday. Good bit of sunshine with a high around 74. Then another disturbance brings a risk of more showers, possibly some thunderstorms, by late Sunday night into Monday. Right now, some limited sunshine out there. Looking nice. 61, 836.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
It was 2 hours ago, so it's beyond my recollection. If you had said this 20 years ago, I would remember. Today is National Tater Day.
Yeah. Taters.
Yeah.
Taters.
Heard that on the timeline.
Love taters. In a recent survey of people on their favorite way to enjoy potatoes,
our survey said
tater tots, number 6.
Yes, sir. They can be good, and depending on where you get them, too.
Well, I get mine at Food Outlet or Ida.
Mm-hmm. Or Ida what?
Or Ida bought some other brand. See what I did? Because
yeah, you did a switch.
I think we've set a record for dad jokes today.
I think we see it.
No kidding.
We can beat that.
At 8:36. Oh, let me mention our friends at Adams Drugs. I have a prescription that comes due tomorrow, but I have a friend that will go and pick it up for me, and I'm almost disappointed in that. I like to go in and visit and see the team. My new store is the Copperfield location. By the way, that's where they make the butt paste. Mm-hmm. That is perhaps maybe the best skin product ever invented. It was formulated to cure the rage of diaper rash. Have you ever had a baby that had that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, your heart breaks because it is awful. This stuff is so cool. It works on small bug bites and dry skin, all kinds of stuff. And any of the Adams Drugs locations carries it, but they make it at the Copperfield store, so it's done locally. If you want great service at the counter on a prescription or a question about an over-the-counter choice, the thing they have in great abundance for you at Adams Drugs is time. They take time to build relationships with the customers so you don't feel like another face in the crowd. The one state-of-the-art, high-tech thing they have is a computer system that will import your health info and prescription history so you can become a customer quickly. But after that, it's nice to walk into a place where everybody knows your name. And that's what they strive for, building those type of relationships. Great gift shops to shop in. And I always like to say, if you need to feel better with a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup, well, go at it, because they have those for you, too. Adams Drugs, 4 locations have wellness clinics, including the one right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael. You can find the location nearest you at adamsdrugs.net.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Still got a good bit of traffic on the road this morning, but we're not seeing any real problems anywhere. We're busy at all the major intersections around the boulevard. Taylor Road has light to moderate traffic. Couple of minor accidents, but nothing that's slowing anybody down or causing a problem. Buckle up and be safe. Keep it here for updates. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Have your eyebrows threaded at Z-Threading. Shop Ross, dress for less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Either one of you ever had the free birthday meal at Denny's?
I have not.
No, I haven't.
I haven't been to a Denny's. I don't know when the last time I was at a Denny's.
And I think our closest one is what?
I'm talking about my hard scrabble times where you really, you know, like Denny's was an upgrade. Here's a woman, though, that, you know, so many businesses offer birthday specials and discounts. Here's a lady in North Carolina rattling off all the free stuff she got from stores and restaurants on her birthday.
I was determined this year to get everything for my birthday. But you know how you sign up for stuff.
I went to Nothing But Cake and got my little free cake, my confetti cake. I love confetti cake. I went to Krispy Kreme and got my free dozen donuts. I went to Kohl's and used my $5 Happy Birthday Kohl's cash and got those super cute earrings. I went to Slim Chickens and got my free jar dessert. Ooh, I got another confetti cake from Publix. Went to Jersey Mike's and got a regular sub for free. And I went and got a free 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King.
Wow.
I didn't realize there was that much stuff out there.
Milked that one, didn't she?
Yeah, I get these little things in the mail from various places. Like Kohl's is one of them, you know.
Well, I actually did a whole magazine column once on how you could, if you played everything right, with Kohl's cash and all the other stuff, you could walk in there and walk out with a bag full of clothes and money that you didn't have when you walked in.
I know.
I don't know how they stay in business.
I love it at the end where they go, you just saved $245.
Well, you know, I had a woman do that to me once. I don't mean to say that in a derogatory mean. In fact, it was the first time I ever went to a TJ Maxx. This is long ago. And, all right, I'll go to the store with you because that's what real men do when they're being badgered by a woman they might want something from later. So we go to TJ Maxx, and she starts looking at stuff for me. Hey, try this jacket on. Bop, 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 bop. So the next thing you know, I got a bundle of stuff on the counter, and the total came out to like, I don't know, $280 or something like that. And the guy said, I didn't come in here to spend $280. She said, you're looking at this wrong.
Yeah.
Look at that number. You just saved $360.
Right.
That's what you did. Oh, I learned a very valuable lesson that
day. You know, so I wait for Kohl's to send me their 30% off coupons, and I go crazy.
They stopped mailing mine. I don't get those anymore.
You don't get those anymore?
In fact, so far, checking today's mail, I don't even know what's coming from the post office.
Looks like I got a package. I don't know what it is, because I forgot what I ordered.
And I want both of you to know that after 2.5 long months, pre-Super Bowl, yesterday, the warranty on the TV that popped a bulb or whatever.
Yeah. You finally got your new TV.
In fact, the TV was so new that we were sure that it was a cable issue, and the cable company came out and said, no, your cable's fine. Your TV is busted. So then we call, thinking, okay, now we call and we, you know, use our warranty. So that was a week later. It was about the 22nd of January. We finally got the replacement TV yesterday.
Yeah, they want you to give up, right? And you didn't give up?
No.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting started. Because now that it's there and I don't have to worry about somebody, I'm going to tear somebody's head off on the phone. That is ridiculous. That is not what I call great customer service.
Yeah, they
first world problem, I know. But you know what you guys will really be impressed with? Set it up myself.
Hey, good job. You're a big boy.
Connected it to the internet and all the streaming services.
I'm so proud of you, son.
Thank you, Dad. I'm glad you are.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am so impressed with myself for setting up that television. I didn't even call my good friend.
Oh, Alan!
Who routinely comes to the rescue when there's a tech problem.
Yeah, I would have helped you out too.
So I am playing this.
Okay.
and dedicating it to me.
Radio Shack is open Wednesday with doorbuster deals for the whole family this holiday season. Half off on all 470-ohm watt 5% carbon film resistors for mom. Save on a 100 UF 35-volt 20% axial lead electrolytic capacitor for dad. Surprise the kids with 4-gauge wrapper compatible with all Kynar-coated wires. And treat yourself to huge markdowns on AA battery housings and coaxial adapters. Radio Shack, we don't know why we're here either.
Was their biggest customer. I don't know why they went out of business.
Yeah, I mean, they always said, have what you needed. A battery, yeah. A transistor radio, a drone.
Plugs, jacks. Oh, man.
Yeah, jeez. There was always... I remember once I went there. This is another great moment in personal tech history. I went there and got a splitter and put cable in an extra room.
I remember when they merged with Allied Radio. They became Allied Radio Shack.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that company. All right, I'm missing one of my Morning Maroon nominees. I may have to postpone this for a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Could this be it? Hang on one second. Yes, I lost it because we were talking about potatoes.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
All right, time for a Morning Maroon nominees on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Some of you have had to deal with somebody like this. 44-year-old man from Maryland facing 5 years in prison after he bombarded his ex with 815 calls in 48 hours. On top of that, he sent tons of texts and Facebook messages. Derek Bowers called his ex 815 times in 2 days.
Well, see, his ex could have just gone to block, right? No?
That's 17 times an hour.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know if the ex knew that. He sent thousands of texts and Facebook messages. He was arrested and charged with cyber stalking and could be in jail for 5 years, hopefully away from anything that connects to the internet.
Yeah.
A Minnesota man arrested last week for allegedly committing multiple drug-related felonies after law enforcement say they discovered a drug lab in his basement. And I'm not making this up. The guy's name is Victor
Wang.
And he was arrested. They found more than 100 grams of DMT and 2 slow cookers in his basement, in addition to drugs, methamphetamine, marijuana, psilocybin mushrooms, all in one house. 28 grams of meth when he was arrested. They had reason to believe he was using the drug on a regular basis. No way.
But he has great teeth, too.
And how long has it been since you've been on a pogo stick?
A pogo stick?
Been a while.
I was a little boy.
Yeah, well, they're still around, and they can lead to shootings, apparently.
What?
A woman in North Carolina was shot on Wednesday night after getting into a fight while bouncing around on her pogo stick. She jumped off the pogo stick, hit the shooter with it. The shooter fought back with the gun. Never bring a pogo stick to a gunfight.
Mm-mm.
Is the moral on that one. So, these are all kind of...
I don't know. Jay, what do you think? The cyber stalker.
I think he
stalker,
just
the,
set a record.
The Wang Basement Drug Factory.
The Wang Basement.
Or the pogo shooting.
Man, the pogo things.
Pogo shooting.
I was never coordinated with a pogo stick.
Mm-hmm.
I could never.
Yeah.
I would. You know what? I would bet I'd be better on one of those things now than I was when I was a kid.
It's got to mess up your back, right?
Well, no. I mean, my Dr. Terry Gross at Infusion is not going to recommend that I use
it. Get on a pogo stick.
I recommend a good
just the thing for your compact disc.
Well, yeah, your compact disc.
Anyway.
Spine. Yeah, I'll go with the pogo guy.
All right, I think that's a good choice.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
It's the last day of the month, and that means it's the last day of the month, and the best time to get a deal done at Adams Motorsports for my friend Terry Adams. On this final day, says, you know, him, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, make any unreasonable offer, and we will listen. And right now, the Kawasaki Ninja family of sports, super sport, and hypersport motorcycles offers the type of exhilaration that can only be delivered by legendary performance. From exciting daily commutes to mind-bending top speed suitable only for the track, there's a Ninja Sport bike for every type of rider. Kawasaki Ninja Motorcycles' exhilaration is everything. Kawasaki also is the originator of the jet ski, and those are coming into Adams Motorsports. Get your deal done. There is a limited supply, and, you know, April 1st tomorrow, which means Memorial Day, is less than two months away. And that's the best way to enjoy the water on the lakes, is on a jet ski. One of the best-rated service departments in the country to take care of your purchase after the fact at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Ackle. And open right now at adamsmotorsports.com. Our final traffic at 8:50.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We've got an accident downtown, 1,000 block of Montgomery Street. Use caution there. Busy along East South Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue. We've got a little brisk traffic heading into downtown Montgomery. I-65 and 85 remain light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. No real major problems anywhere. Some minor accidents. Nothing affecting traffic flow where you ride into work. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy, located at 150 Marketplace. If you need stress relief but don't have the time, let me bring the therapy to your office. On-site chair massage is a great way to accommodate 1 to 4 employees in an hour session. Therapy will reduce stress, lower blood pressure, relieve muscle tension and pain, prevent occupational stress injuries, and improve morale in the workplace. For more information, go to aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
An operations analyst in Pike Road, Alabama is wanted. Duties include summarize budgets and submit recommendations for the approval or disapproval of funds request. Meet restaurant financial objectives by meeting budget, forecasting, productivity standards, variance targets, and initiating corrective actions where needed. Analyze complex financial information and reports to provide accurate and timely financial recommendations to management for decision-making purposes. Understand and collaborate with inventory management and assistant managers to forecast demand for both short-term and long-term sales. Must have a master's degree in finance. Must have 2 years of experience in hospitality industry utilizing skill sets such as MS Project, POS software, Sarbanes-Oxley, GAAP, SAP, and PeopleSoft. 40 hours per week, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To be considered, please mail resume to Mr. Genius Patel at American.TaistyFoodLLC@gmail.com. Taishti Food LLC, located at 3249 East Avalon Parkway, Pike Road, Alabama, 36064. Reference number 2022-0521.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prizes and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Don't miss our wreath class Saturday, April 1st at 1 with Tina from out in the country. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Media.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Young man, you've been working all week. I said, young man, I bet you must be beat. I said, young man, today is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. Oh. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
just like watching Bozo Circus because it's time for the grand prize game.
Yes, it is.
So, Eric and David, please hold. We just got to, I want to make sure we get this done before the show is over because we have Alabama Unfiltered coming up and we want to make sure.
We've got a hard timeout.
Number one, a $25 Tucker Pecan gift certificate goes to number...
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13 is...
Lucky 13 is Ole Miss Pat.
Ole Miss Pat.
Yeah.
Way to go. You'll have a chance to wander the aisles of Tucker Pecan on North McDonough seeking all of those great temptations. Tough choices ahead. Remember, when your family says,
let's get nuts,
head to Tucker Pecan. Now the works. Just had it done to my car yesterday at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. The winning number is?
Oh, I wish I was 27.
That's my lucky number, actually. 27.
Ah, that is William C.
William C., you will be able to take your gift certificate to any of Don's three locations and get a complete service on your vehicle, oil change, tire rotation, and just like they did for me, they vacuum out your car when they're done. Just saying, thanks for choosing Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire with three locations. Look at the beautiful new mural on the Mount Duncan location.
Spectacular.
Well, and especially in the late afternoon. That's high atop Mount Duncan behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Our grand prize, $180 value Clark's Club membership to...
Looks like number 34.
34 is...
Steve P.
Steve.
You're a winner!
Steve, way to go. You are the newest member of the Clark's Club that includes free annual tune-ups to your system. Two of those and a chance to, it's like, in a way, your system's in good shape. Winning money, they'll make sure they keep it running efficiently so you use minimum electricity. And their HVAC techs and plumbers are on call 24-7 for all Clark's Club members. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. All right, David, we have about a minute for you and then a minute for Eric the dog.
You guys were talking about Radio Shack earlier.
Yeah.
Back in when I was 16, I had a friend, older friend, who was at college, and he was tired of moving his stereo system back and forth from college to home. And so he sold it to me, and it was a Harman Kardon system with Advent speakers, really nice one. And I paid $250 for it. My dad about blew a gasket. And he said, you could have went to Radio Shack and got just as good a stuff. And I said, Dad, I said, there's a reason they call it Radio Shack and not Audio Palace.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Have a good one.
Radio Shack instead of Audio Palace. And now, Eric the dog.
Hola. Hola. Safe travels, Greg. Have a good trip. And I hope when you get done, you're done and your mind has got some relief.
Yes, this is this is a potentially life-changing journey I'm going on tomorrow.
Well, I hope whatever change comes is good for you.
By the way, in all honesty, I'm much more nervous about the driving part of it, you know?
You know, when you get older.
When I was young and foolish going to a new place, that was exciting. I never worried about finding my way around. And that was before we had, you know, a phone that would tell you, hey, stupid, turn right in 20 feet. And I never gave it a second thought.
Yeah, I remember those days.
I guess I must be getting older. Shut up.
Go down by the oak tree and take a left and go down to where the picket fence ends. And
now, that's when directions were directions.
That's when you had to pay attention.
Go to the golf station on the right.
Yep.
Yeah. And
but when I first, thanks for the call, Eric.
Water tower.
You read that story I wrote when Ben passed away.
Yeah.
I said he invented the fast food global positioning system because he directed me to meet him.
Yeah.
And I can name the stores. He says, all right, that's the mall on the right. So turn around, you'll see a Hardee's. Yeah. You go past that street and keep going north. Then you're going to come across a McDonald's. And you'll see a Chick-fil-A a little further up the road. But that's not where you want to go. On the other side of the road and turn left, you'll see a Wendy's. And turn left at the Wendy's, and I will be in the building directly behind that.
Uh-huh. It's all food places.
And the crazy part is that it absolutely worked.
It worked. Yeah.